We invite you to discover a cultivation approach that respects the land and its natural rhythms, organic vine cultivation. This practice is based on sustainable techniques that avoid the use of synthetic chemicals and seek to preserve soil health, biodiversity, and the vineyard's natural balance. To care for the soil, organic fertilizers such as compost or manure are used, which promote humus formation and improve both soil structure and its water retention capacity. Ground covers such as clover, vetch, and fescue are planted between the rows of vines. These plants prevent erosion, fix nitrogen in the soil, and promote biodiversity. Natural methods are used for pest control. Pheromone traps and physical barriers are set up, and natural enemies such as ladybugs, wasps, and spiders are introduced to help maintain the balance. Preparations based on plants, minerals, or microorganisms are also used, and small amounts of sulfur and copper are used to prevent fungal diseases. Pruning is carried out in a controlled manner to improve ventilation between the bunches and reduce the risk of disease. In addition, manual leaf removal exposes the grapes to the sun, thus improving their ripening and quality. Crop rotation and the planting of complementary species are also practiced to strengthen the health of the vineyard. At our winery, we do not use irrigation. This decision, especially valuable in times of drought, is complemented by the use of mulching, a plant cover that helps conserve soil moisture and reduce evaporation. And what are the benefits of all this? Organic wines typically offer a more authentic and complex flavor profile, faithfully reflecting the terroir, that is, the unique characteristics of the region's soil and climate. They also contain higher concentrations of polyphenol and antioxidants, which improve both their organoleptic qualities and their potential health benefits. Organic farming also improves soil fertility and its ability to retain water and nutrients. It promotes beneficial microbial life, which helps plants better absorb nutrients and resist disease. From an environmental perspective, the use of chemicals is significantly reduced, thus decreasing soil and water pollution. At the same time, it promotes a more diverse, balanced, and resilient ecosystem. In the long term, although the transition to organic farming may entail certain initial costs, this practice allows for reduced input costs and opens up new markets. More and more consumers value organic products and are willing to pay a fair price for them.